Lancer Radio, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org.
Hello, Soccerinos, and welcome back to the world of soccer. And when I'm not planning to fire a person of 21 years for a team that is full of talent, I'm joined by none other than the one and only Daniel West. Today, we will talk about the Women's Olympic Qualifiers, along with both the European and CONCACAF Champions League, and of course, the upcoming draw for the 2016 Copa America Centennial. All this here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24/7 from the beautiful campus, Pasadena City College, LancerRadioNetwork.org. God, that's a long introduction.
That's all right.
Hey, Daniel, we've been gone for two weeks.
Yes.
What has changed, mostly?
What has changed? In the soccer world?
Yeah.
Well, MLS has unveiled some nice, sweet jerseys.
With no clones?
Well, I actually heard an interview online from the guy who does the Adidas jerseys, and he said that they're going to have one with the shoulder stripes and one without the shoulder stripes, so to have a balance so everyone doesn't look the same. Which is good.
But well, that's definitely compared to what happened a couple of days ago. You remember how Colombia was in such turmoil during the 80s and
late 90s. Yeah. Yes, Pablo Escobar. That was some documentary.
Yeah, remember when he had a referee killed because Medellin were ripped off by a referee, apparently?
I don't remember that, but I know there was a lot of seedy stuff going on.
Well, this isn't the same country, but it is in the same continent. It's actually Argentina, Cubuda, Buenos Aires. And here's the latest on that. Okay.
We lost the news. There we are.
Oh, wait, there it is. Investigators are on the hunt for an Argentinian soccer player accused of shooting and killing a referee after being booted from a match with a red card violation.
Wow.
Oh God. The unarmed player... reportedly pulled out a gun from his bag and shot 48-year-old Cesar Flores three times in... Oh, it wasn't just once.
Wow.
It was four times. Three times in the head.
That's terrible.
Neck and chest. Wow. Oh, my God. Another player, Walter Zarate, was also injured.
Wow.
Yeah. This is from The Guardian, actually, reporting this.
The Guardian,
this.
Yes.
Guess what? It was an amateur game, not technically professional.
Still, I'm questioning why he has a gun just hanging in his bag. I don't know. Maybe it's a cultural thing. I don't know. That just seems not like he came with the intent to do that. But, you know, that's not something that you just carry around in your soccer bag with your cleats.
Well, you're still...
hideous.
Oh, my God.
That's taking it way too seriously.
I know. Well, he's still on the hunt. Police are still trying to find him. So until then, hopefully the people of Buenos Aires, Cubuda, Argentina, please stay safe. Wish I could talk in Spanish for this part.
Find this guy, please.
Yeah, and the police down there, find this guy, do whatever you can.
Justice.
Oh, God. I can't believe that happened. Back to happier times. It's finally officially back. The Champions.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you complained about a little bit of the break.
We crowned a World Series champion. The NBA has started. College football has come and gone. New Year's. I mean, we've
March
had,
Madness on the horizon.
It's almost there, and the Champions League is barely back now. I don't know. I guess it's one of those differences between America and Europe, but I don't quite get why there's this huge break or why they're playing it concurrent with other leagues.
Huh.
Like, I know there's a good reason, but just my playoff-loving American mind is just kind of having issues wrapping my head around that.
When you talk about issues, here's something that we would know. We're actually going to do what we did last time when we did top five saves of
commentary.
Top five saves of the Premier League and top five goals of the Premier League.
Yes.
So now we're actually watching highlights of the games. The first one we're going to go through is a wild game. It's KAA Ghent and Wolfsburg. If you have heard of Ghent, the one of the Avengers has left after the events of Age of Ultron and joined the Russians.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, my bad. Didn't mean to spoil.
Spoiler alert. They're Russian, aren't they, Ghent?
Yeah.
So, first goal here, we have a nice turnaround, then a layoff right in front of the goal, and then a chip right past the goalkeeper.
And that is Drexler,
there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Solid.
Yeah, Drexler right there.
Now to the 54th minute. Let's see what we have here. Ball in the midfield.
Goes
right between the legs of a defender. Takes another one on,
over the keeper, and
shoots keeps it in.
Oh, my goodness.
That's impressive.
Trust me, anything's impressive when you go like that.
Right between his legs.
I wish I watched this game yesterday.
And he just flipped it right over the goalkeeper's head. So it's 2-0, Wolfsburg.
Now the 60th
man. And remember, these are all away goals, so this is almost big. Death. Ball goes out to the
cross
far
in,
inside.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And then headed right back in or chested in. Let's see here. He crosses it into the box, a low cross. Ooh, flying up in the air with the knee.
And that was Tony Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. Yes,
the 80th minute. More?
Yeah, 80th minute. Oh, no.
Not more.
Not more. Oh, wait. Now, here comes Gent. Gent?
And a nice little curler.
Oh, my goodness.
For a goal, 3-1. Dance. Oh, he just fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked his little defender over. All right. To the 89th minute, do they make it closer? It looks like they might.
All right. All right, speaking of that,
near side, cross into the box, header, goal.
Kubali with a header.
Okay, so it's 3-2 now.
Now it's that's actually good. Good, despite the loss for Gent. That's actually pretty.
Yeah, because if they lose, well, they're still in trouble because giving up three away goals is going to force them to have to go nuts in the second leg, but still.
No, all they need is just one.
No, because if they have three away goals. Okay, it's 3-2 right now. If Gent scores again, it's tied at 3, but Wolfsburg is going to have 3 away goals. So they need to score 4 away goals or just win the series outright, basically.
The MLS has a different set of rules for that one, thanks.
Kind
God.
Of. No, it's similar. The only difference in MLS is if you go to extra time, the away goals rule is gone.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
Which is
thank
brilliant.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Now we go on to Benfica and Zenit. Actually, this is the Russian team. But I don't think Gent is Russian, no. Actually.
I bet Chelsea would have loved to have the MLS rules last year in the Champions League.
Oh, yes. That was so sad.
All right. Yes, that was sad.
All right, here's Benfica and Zenit. Actually, this is where Hulk is, not Gent. Yeah, my bad.
There all right, goes, so...
goes wide.
Save me. No, that was wide.
It wasn't a save. It wasn't going wide. It went on... Would you consider that off-target or on-target?
No, that's... I guess off-target.
Oh, here's Hulk. Here's
Hulk.
Hulk.
Just
Hulk,
wide.
No score. Hulk mad. Hulk sad.
All right, so the 52nd minute. Still nil-nil.
Yeah, there we go.
Zenit. Yeah, oh, save made by the goalkeeper and the rebound cleared away.
No,
Julio Cesar. One-time Toronto FC man on loan. All right, Benfica.
Here we go.
Cross into the box. Settle down. The shot. Oh, right in the chest of the goalkeeper.
The rebound.
Then it goes over.
Does not go your way. Ah, look at that.
First one, great save initially. Then second time, it flew over the bar. All right, to the 90th minute now. Yep.
The 90th Benfica. Minute. Here we go.
Brings it into the midfield.
There's the foul right there.
Oh.
Yeah, Christian.
Let's see here.
Gets
that's
a red
card.
It
was a very light red card, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he did elbow him in the back,
no,
but
it wasn't the elbow. It was the clip from behind. Okay. But yeah, it goes.
And then
there, but,
cross in off the set piece and a header.
Game winner. The game winner is scored by none other than
who strips his shirt off and runs across the pitch to celebrate. That was what it was all about.
I just wrote his name down here.
That's all right.
Hold on. Oh, Jonas.
Okay. Or shirtless man.
Goal. This is the second goal of the Champions League for him, actually, believe it or not. But this is the first one being the game winner for him. Mm. So he kind of had this team on the run. So
congratulations to them.
Yeah. Now we go on to Paris Saint-Germain.
And Chelsea.
Oh, yes.
A rematch of last year where PSG beat Chelsea. Well, did they tie them? I think they tied them, but because they were an extra... No, they tied them, but PSG had more away goals, and they scored one of those away goals in extra time, which is impossible in MLS, thankfully. All right, so PSG and Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
David Luiz, again, playing his former club.
Yeah, I forgot that he was actually on that team.
Yeah, that's why it was such a big deal when PSG beat Chelsea last year, because David Luiz kind of got revenge in a way.
Hmm. All right, here we go.
So the Mourinho-less Chelsea.
Uh-huh. Oh, Diego
off
Costa
the bar.
Wearing a mask,
like
a
Bane mask there. Oh, that was a dangerous save. Because he scooped, the goalkeeper kind of scooped it behind and bounced off the bar. Okay, to the 39th minute, set piece goal.
Ibrahimovic, his second of the Champions League.
Zlatan. Soon to be a part of Miami.
After Sweden gets out of the deal, if he doesn't come to LAFC first. Here's William.
William with the cross into the box.
This is Malik's first goal, by the way. Malik's first goal of the Champions League.
That was basically a layup. He could have blown that ball into the goal from that range.
Oh my God!
Right past the goalkeeper to the 51st minute.
Yeah. Here comes Angel Di Maria. Oh, safe right there.
Just over the bar.
Courtois.
He's got some huge arms.
Oh, my God. But
his arms extended over the goalpost.
Oh, here's Maria again. Zoltan couldn't get the header down and blocked away. And it squirted out. Yeah.
Cleared away. Zlatan fell down.
Oh, my goodness. Maruda could not believe that was blocked.
All right, to the 70th minute, still tied at 1-1.
PSG is possession.
He's onside, and broke down through
the legs of Courtois. And Cavani scores his second goal of the Champions League. And
what happened to the defense on that one? He just walked right through them.
I don't know.
So 2-1 PSG, they win.
Yeah.
At home. So that means they go on the road to Chelsea, score a couple goals. Peace out, Chelsea.
Oh yeah, peace out.
That's why you got to get. It's important if you're the road team in the first leg, you have to get a result. Otherwise, it's going to be long sledding.
Or more disappointment for everybody else. Yeah.
But you got to have the away goals rule.
Which I hate, man.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I just hate the away goal thing.
I mean, yeah, it's not. Or here we have Real Madrid.
Real Madrid and just AS Roma. Here we go. Oh!
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what that was.
Some
kind of chip or something.
I think that was Marcelo, actually, right there.
With the hair.
You could not believe it, yeah.
All right, move on to the 55th minute. Nothing happened for most of the game. Roma moving in.
Oh,
nice save.
Yeah, right there.
Sliding out of the goalkeeper. And he's injured.
And Sarahan, yeah, he...
Let's see here. Let's see what happened here.
Yeah, the goalkeeper got the ball.
But he did clip his foot, but still. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Now to the 57th minute.
And here it is. Nice cutback. Cristiano Ronaldo's 12th goal, leading the Champions League right now. And not only that, he is only 11 goals away from getting 100.
You can do nothing about that. That rainbow goal, that was beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. They couldn't believe it. Here's the 72nd minute. Here's Roma trying again.
Brings it down with the right foot.
He was attempting the...
Shot off the post, was it? Yeah.
Oh.
That went off the post.
Navas got lucky right there.
Wow, he was holding onto his arm.
Oh, no.
No, it didn't hit the post. It went wide, but still he was holding onto his arm.
That
should have been a penalty. Well, I don't know. That was definitely suspicious. All right, 86 minutes.
86 minutes.
Real Madrid attacking.
Here we go.
Moving into the box, still moving. Jesse! Shot, goal.
Jesse got that one right there. Oh, my goodness.
Too easy.
Yeah, too easy.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be cruel, but those look like training shirts. I'm sorry. They're gray and green.
All right. Well, it looks like they are signaling for video replay. So, Daniel, what is coming up in this hour?
Coming up on World of Soccer, we'll look ahead to the CONCACAF Champions League and much more on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
LancerRadioNetwork.org. Student Healthcare Services provides quality health and education services that empower students to be well-informed and self-directed in their own health care. Student Healthcare Services include empowering students to identify their own risk health behaviors and to employ strategies to reduce their at-risk health behaviors. To find out more about Student Healthcare Services Department, contact Joe Busco at 626-585-7244.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626-585-7287.
The mission of the Pasadena City College Police and Safety Services is to provide a safe, secure, and enriching environment for all members and guests of the institution. The campus police can be found in room B210, can be contacted at 626-585-7484 and are open 24 hours a day. Students are encouraged to call if they need to be escorted from their classrooms to their vehicles.
What's the best thing about the Pasadena City College? Oh man, the campus is always clean. I love it. I mean, I like a lot of things about the college, but that's just something that I really like.
Lancer Radio Network. Pasadena Campus Sounds. Streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
And we are back to the World of Soccer. I'm Joseph Weisbiller, and I'm joined by none other than Daniel West. Now we look at the CONCACAF and UEFA Champions League for the matches that haven't gone, and why this is something you should pay attention to this one along with the UEFA Champions League as the World of Soccer continues here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena streaming live, LancerRadioNetwork.org. Well, before we go back to the UEFA one and explain who hasn't played yet, we have the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals happening. But Daniel, you know, this is one of the rarest ones, actually.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because guess what? It is a battle between the border between us and the neighbors down south.
Yes.
And it's Mexican Liga versus MLS teams. Yes, and the following who are playing on the 23rd and the 24th. Here is the first one. Seattle Sounders versus the defending champions America.
Ooh, without Obafemi Martins. That'd
oh yeah. Oh yeah. We'll talk about that a little later. Querétaro at DC United.
Okay. DC's gotten stronger.
UAANL Tigres versus Real Salt Lake.
Salt Lake's been terrible recently.
And of course, my personal favorite team, LA Galaxy and Santos Laguna.
All very juicy things. One thing I just want to mention that's what makes this even better, that the U.S. and Mexico are facing each other. This is the CONCACAF Champions League does not do a draw. So this is actually based off when all the teams played and they totaled their whole points. It's like the NBA. One faces eight, two faces seven, on down. And it just so happened that every matchup was U.S.-Mexico. So I think that's really cool. So it's not that we can't say, oh, it was rigged, because this is what happened when the teams played each other. So I think it's really cool that it happened, and it wasn't, there's no possibility that it was rigged. It was there's no draw. They just did it based on points. But all those are very interesting. DC United has gotten so much stronger. Who did Orlando City signed an Italian midfielder this week? DC United was trying to get him. And actually they were going to file for tampering against Orlando City because they said, we want to get this guy. And Orlando is apparently already in talks. So the point is, DC is spending money, which they have been known not to do. Antonio Nocerino.
Yeah, the AC Milan guy. He's 30, so you could say, oh, he's possibly going to retire.
No,
well, you don't
he's
know.
30. Like, yeah. No, I mean, I think he's on the... I haven't seen him play, but he still seems to be on the plus side as opposed to the minus side when it comes to MLS teams and signing older players in quotation marks. But yeah, so the point is DC's spending money. DC has traded some people. DC's gotten better, and I think they'll give them a run. But Real Salt Lake, I just don't know. I mean, I know they're here, but when did they qualify? Like 2 years ago? I mean, they've just gone so down that
You know, it was a very close call for the MLS team to make it back to the FIFA Club World Cup, because if you win this, you go to the Club World Cup. The sad thing is, the Galaxy always get to the quarterfinal stage, and just like the Mexican national team in the World Cup, they go out.
But here's the thing that I think makes this Champions League different from most. Teams are on totally different pages, because MLS is in their preseason right now.
Yeah.
And some of these other leagues are halfway through their season. So it's basically like playing the World Series in January. So let's say the Royals are suddenly in spring training and they're playing Japan in some kind of world championship. It's totally different mindset. So that's part of the issue. So imagine, here's an example. Let's say that when Chelsea lost to New York Red Bulls too. We say part of that's okay. Well, that's because it's the preseason. No, this is the preseason.
You lost to Mickey Mouse team.
This is the preseason for MLS. So it is just a complete shift from another league that's halfway through their season. So I think that's also why MLS teams have struggled, because they are suddenly having to play real games that mean something when most of the time they're in Florida training for the start of the season.
Hmm. Well, we'll find. Well, you know, I'll pick. We're actually going to pick who we think is going to get who, what. First off, Seattle Sounders FC in America. No, America have Peralta. Yikes. They Sounders. But here's the thing. The Sounders may have lost Martins, but I think a spot opened up for Jordan Morris.
They do have Jordan Morris. Yes. But we haven't seen him play, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be trial by fire.
Yeah.
So if he's good, we'll find out. But, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't follow the Mexican League that much. I know, you know, some of the big-name clubs, but I'm just looking at no Obafemi Martins and saying that's tough. That's tough. Who's the higher seed there?
The higher seed?
Yes.
Ooh,
It'll say it on the left of the screen.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's actually going to say it right here.
Let's see.
Yep.
Who is it?
America.
Okay, so that means that Seattle has the first game at home.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They could pounce.
Technically, it's 50-50. There's two Mexican League clubs that have home advantage, while there's two MLS teams that have home field
but
advantage.
But home advantage in soccer means that you play the first game on the road.
Yeah.
So that's a chance for Seattle to come in there. If they get close to selling that place out or get a good crowd to pounce on the artificial turf in front of the rave green,
mm-hmm.
there's a chance. But Jordan Morris is going to have to show up, because Obafemi Martins was really – Obafemi and Clint Dempsey was just something to watch, because they were pulling the strings and feeding each other.
Well, what's wrong with Dempsey now?
There's nothing wrong with Dempsey now, but he and Obafemi Martins, they had a connection.
Now Morris has to fill that
right,
connection.
Right, so suddenly – a rookie is going to be thrust in. We don't even know if he's going to play. Seattle could be like, you know what, forget this. We got a season to prepare for. We can't injure Dempsey in this preseason tournament, essentially. And they might just say, we're going to focus on MLS Cup because we haven't won. So Jordan Morris might not even play, or Dempsey might not play.
Yeah, then they're screwed. That's what I'm going to say.
I don't know. It might be the youth.
All right.
I don't know.
All right, so my pick is I think Seattle will take the first game.
I think they will. I think America probably ends up winning.
Because you're playing in Azteca. You're playing in Azteca, man.
Yeah. Well, didn't Montreal get out of there with a draw?
Yeah, that. But then they lost in their home field. In their own field.
Right.
To America. It was embarrassing.
Right, but they gave it a good run. But all that to say, I'm leaning America, but I could see Seattle kind of doing what they did to the Galaxy and just hopping on that first leg, winning, and then if it's close, they just need that away goal. But, I mean, it's just going to take a lot for Morris and Dempsey to connect in this tournament.
All right. All right. We're gonna have to move on to the...
More quickly, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, Querétaro and DC United. I'm just going to say Querétaro will take this. We'll take this.
I'll call DC in an upset. They've gotten much better in offseason.
Okay. Tigres and Real Salt Lake.
Tigres.
Because I hate Salt Lake.
RSL has done nothing in like the last year and a half.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No. Galaxy, they're the true underdogs in this still. They're still trying to recover from the absence of Donovan. But guess what? They got Nigel Dijon
right,
now. They got Nigel Dijon. They got Ashley Cole. They got Gerard. They got Keane. They got Rogers. They got Giovanni. They're going to take the risk.
Yes.
They're going to take the risk.
I like the team. I don't know if I like them right now.
Mm.
I think the Galaxy have gotten better over a season. That's just their track record. When they've won the title, you look at them in March and April and say, yikes. And then they go on, and as the season progresses, they get better. So start of the year, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, now we have to go to the Champions League that's happening next week. Arsenal and Barcelona.
Ooh, mercy.
You got Peter Cech with Arsenal. I don't know, man. That's going to be tough.
Man.
It's going to be tough. I can't decide. I got to see how the first game goes out. Then you have Juventus, the finalist of last year's Champions League, going up against Bayern Munich, who look to redeem themselves.
This is like if you did it in a dream mode in FIFA or something. Like, look at these fixtures. If the front three is healthy for Barcelona,
uh-huh.
I'm going Barcelona still.
Yeah, to be honest, there's no more lawsuits against them.
Well, And then Juventus and Bayern Munich. Mm-hmm. Munich is just such a machine. I'm going to go with Munich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although Juventus made it last year.
All right. Now we have this one. This one. We have Dynamo Kiev and Manchester City.
Oh, boy.
Manchester City. Oh, boy. They're going to do it.
Yeah. And then next round, they draw Barcelona again.
Oh. I remember. But watch. Wasn't there a chance for Manchester City to eliminate Barca by one goal?
Like, I don't remember. I remember.
They just needed one goal to beat Barca, because they scored a goal away in Barca in Camp Nou, and they were so close, actually, of eliminating Barca.
Was that last year, or 2 years ago?
Last year.
Okay.
They were close. They were close, but the defending champions, they don't normally last long. I'm gonna say Barcelona's gonna win this, but someone else is gonna take them down.
Yeah,
and the last one is PSG Eindhoven. That's where Gerardo from Mexico plays for, and they're playing against Atlético Madrid.
Atlético still around.
Uh-huh.
Atlético still around. Atlético, you know, they remind me of the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, they just don't go away. They're really annoying.
I heard Gary Neville coaches this team.
Gary Neville coaches Atlético.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What? No. Simeone's there. Unless they got rid of Simeone, I don't think they did, because he pretty much led them to that title a couple years ago.
Mm.
Yeah, Simeone's.
He was once offered the Spain job. I think
I wouldn't blame him with the way he coached Atletico. Yeah. And they were, a minute away from winning the Champions League.
And yeah, of course, Ronaldo just can't die.
Johnson calling that game was fantastic.
Oh my God!
Well, at least his goal scoring celebrations were fantastic. Ramos.
I give too much grief to British to American announcers.
All of it. Yeah, I mean, Gus was okay, but if you heard his goal celebrations, it was incredible.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I didn't actually put in my 2 cents here. Yeah. I think Manchester City will take it on their game against Dynamo Kiev. For PSG Eindhoven. Oh, against Atletico Madrid. Jesus.
Draw.
You know, Eindhoven, they actually won their first Champions League, then won it again the next following
That's
year.
That's right. Like the 70s, was it?
Yeah, 70s. Yeah. That was before Barcelona started picking up the pace. Guess who still owns the most titles, though?
Man. Porto? I don't remember.
All right.
Yeah, we'll find that out after the break. Okay, now it's my turn to give them what's coming up today, give you the people what's coming up today. The U.S. are one win away from Rio, and their opponents are looking to try to do something that other teams have failed to do, win and score against them. Plus, we look at the Copa America draw and see what is going to go on in those groups. All here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network, LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Student Healthcare Services provides quality health and education services that empower students to be well-informed and self-directed in their own health care. Student healthcare services include empowering students to identify their own risk health behaviors and to employ strategies to reduce their at-risk health behaviors. To find out more about Student Healthcare Services Department, contact Joe Busco at 626-585-7244.
PCC Sports fans, there's only one place where you can get all your PCC sports news. The Play-by-Play, Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Join Andy Louie and Zach Eldhaldi as they guide you through the wide world of sports Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on LancerRadio.org.
Looking for a great deal? Love finding that little something special? Come to Pasadena City College the first Sunday of every month for the best flea market in town. Voted Pasadena Weekly's Reader's Choice 3 years in a row, PCC's flea market has over 400 vendors and free admission. PCC Flea Market, the first Sunday of every month from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, go to www.pasadena.edu/flea market.
Need some basketball action but can't make it to the home games? Just tune in right here at www.lanceradio.org to listen to the play-by-play action of the men's basketball team, streaming live from the Hutto Patterson Gymnasium. For dates and times, just click on the schedule tab. Again, that's www.lanceradio.org.
I'm majoring in political economics, and I'm here at PCC because I actually graduated young at about 16, and I just wanted a good transition school into a university where I could still work and it would be inexpensive.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound. Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting, streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
And welcome back to the world of soccer. I'm Daniel West, alongside the great Joseph Weissmuller. You wrote that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, no, that's fine. Now we look at the U.S. women as they prepare to pack their bags for Rio, unless the recent events of the Zika virus may change that. And the players along in other countries are looking at that, too.
Yeah.
This all here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. So the Zika virus, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't trying to put the Zika down. I was thinking you were going to pause a little bit on that because when it said pack your bags, you know how judges say you're going to have to pack your bags because you're going to that. Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. So let's, yeah, I actually do want to put up a video here, but I do want to talk about... The Olympic qualifier so far has been very insane from a standard. Because, let me go from the beginning, actually.
Sock it to us.
Everybody thought Mexico was going to screw up because they're technically... You know, I'm just going to put it out there. Cuella, you need to be fired. You need to leave. Look, 21 years, yes, you got us to free World Cups. You got us to the Olympics at one point.
Yes.
2004, by the way. That's actually a good idea. But no championships. We always became runner-ups. It's enough, man. You put your best players on the bench when you have to play them against either Canada or Mexico because you think, oh no, we could get them with the younger players. You play defense, man. Get out of the Mexican Federation. I don't care if it's corrupt. You need to be fired. Get out.
I asked you, I think it was a couple of days ago, who has a safer job, that guy or Marvin Lewis of the Bengals?
Marvin Lewis.
Because both of them have just been around for a long time and haven't delivered that much. So... Yeah, I feel your frustration.
Okay. But anyway, it started out fine for Mexico at first. Maribel Dominguez, 37, scored what could be her possible final hat trick. They won against Puerto Rico. Yeah,
wow.
37. Yeah, they beat Puerto Rico 6-0.
Wow.
Then Mexico hammered Costa Rica because you heard how long it took Alex Morgan to score the first goal, right?
No, how long?
13 seconds.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's
13 seconds.
That's
yes,
an interesting coincidence in number.
Yeah, and she scored again in the 62nd minute. Lloyd ended up converting a penalty. Crystal Dunn, rising star who was left off the squad last year, now rising. And Kristen Press, she's the only one that signed my book, actually, when I was at Vancouver.
Wow.
It's because I was on the wrong side of the fence.
Oh, no.
Everybody else was getting signed. I was like, oh, that's not fair. But she was nice.
Yeah.
She's an analysis for Fox Soccer, by the way.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. She's got two jobs. Awesome. Anyway, everything was going fine. Then Costa Rica, out of nowhere, hammered Puerto Rico 9-0.
Nine?
Yeah. And there's at least two hat tricks in there.
At least.
And... No, everything.
Could be a lot more.
No, the shocking thing was
nine.
Everybody thought the USA was going to hammer Mexico in the second game, but no, everything was going lucky for Mexico. Lloyd hit the post. Morgan hit the post. Morgan had an open goal and she missed, and everything was going fine. But of course, a handball in the 80th minute caused a penalty.
Oh,
no, Santiago, the goalkeeper, blocked Lloyd's original penalty, but. She couldn't control the rebound, and Lloyd put it in. That also caused problems for Mexico because they ended up facing Costa Rica, and all they needed to do was beat Costa Rica by one goal.
They
of course, no. But What could possibly be the biggest message, though, and if we have time in the last 2 minutes, I'm going to actually show you the goal Maribel Dominguez did. Because if they do goal of the tournament, this has to be the official one.
Okay.
Unless there's corruption and they give it to USA no matter what. But here we go. Yeah, 2-1. Dominguez tried to get the team back in, but they needed two more goals, so it wasn't going to happen. And because of this, Costa Rica is now one game away from going to Rio. Wow. Then USA decided to prove that they are more dominant, as Crystal Dunn has tied a record, I believe, with both Mia Hamm and Alex Morgan. No, not Alex Morgan. And Abby Wambach with 5 goals against Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So she could have technically beaten several teams by herself.
Yeah, in a goal Carly series. Lloyd once again converted a penalty. Kelly O'Hara, her back heel, it was a back heel goal she performed. It was beautiful. Rivera did an own goal on Costa Rica. And Kristen Press once again scores. And Miwas, if I said that name one, puts the icing on the take, 10-0. USA take
the top. That's insult to injury, and you score an own goal in a game like that. Just like, don't help them anymore.
No, if I'm back here next week, unless I'm going skiing, I want to talk about what I witnessed because I have seen so many. I have never seen so many hat tricks in my life in that tournament, the Women's World Cup. Anyway, but that was Group A. Now we go on to Group B. Trinidad and Tobago, it started out to be, oh my God, we're losing to Guatemala, a team that wasn't very good. They're low on the table, lower than Puerto Rico's lower, but this is low. They got a penalty because, mistakenly, the Trinidad defender thought the ball was over the line.
Oh no.
And she ended up picking the ball up. But on the replay, it was out. The ball was out. Why does that remind you of something?
Oh, it reminds you of the MLS Cup. Speaking of which, just real quick, in Portland, they have a preseason tournament. They're actually testing instant replay and using goal line technology for out of bounds.
Yeah, but of course, that's going to take like a 2 years for it to be official.
Probably, but yeah, that's cool. They're working on that, but that's embarrassing.
But, oh, my God. Oh, yeah, man. But then Krudner in the 74th minute, goals were scored 4 minutes apart. Krudner ends up tying the game, and St. Louis, yes, there's a woman named St. Louis. St. Louis. There's Martin St. Louis in hockey, too.
Or St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis. St. Louis. Scores the game winner, and Trinidad and Tobago are fine. Then
2-1.
Then Canada. Yeah, then Canada, after going out in the World Cup in their own home in the quarterfinals, are trying to get some light when they go to Rio. And so far, it was going very well. Rose scored 26 and in the 38th minute. Then Lawrence scored 28, 46, and 48. Well, 2 minutes apart?
Wow.
Yeah, Ganea just did. No, they were in no shape or form. But then Ganea redeemed themselves because they ended up facing Guatemala. But Guatemala, of course, got on the board first in the 54th minute by Martinez.
Noticing a pattern here.
El Masai in the 71st minute got tied up, but then 5 minutes later, Heidon scores the game winner, and Ghana wins their first ever qualification
congratulations.
Game. Yeah, everything was going fine. Then it looked like Ghana had a chance because Trinidad and Tobago got hammered by Canada. Matheson scores the first goal. Tancredi scores the 44th minute. And the legend herself, Christian Sinclair, is only about 20 goals away from trying to beat Mia Hamm's record.
Really?
Yeah.
Think she can make it?
She's 32. Wambach was 37.
Oh, if she's 32, yeah, she's...
Yeah, she's getting
goodbye
close.
Record.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she keeps playing for another 3-4 years, yeah.
Yeah. And the Young Player Award winner, Carissa Bachmann, ends up scoring in this game as well. Beckel scores in the 75th. And then Fleming puts the icing on the cake. 4 minutes later, it's 6-0.
6-0.
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you.
What is, like, the average margin of victory in this tournament?
I'm about to tell you. And then the last game, this is all in Houston, so it's no longer in all these groups were in Houston, not Dallas, by the way, the one you have issues with.
Well, it's just this. No, I don't know why everything's going to Dallas. It's like a default button. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that next week.
But no, Houston, were they good crowds?
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows.
The silence does not encourage
836 attendance.
Wait, 836 people?
For the first game. Second game, 1,453.
Oh, man.
And there's no...